It's good to be here. Like Paul said, my name is Scott Ritsema. I've actually been here more than I think any other church that I've spoken at, and I've spoken at a lot of different churches, which is really cool because yours is the first church that ever gave me an opportunity to speak. And I looked, and I was here 3 months ago on December 8th, and then 3 months ago before that on September 8th, and so a lot's changed within Youth for Christ in just 6 months. When I had come in September, we had lost 3 staff people, and we're in the process of losing a 4th. And we have now rehired. In fact, I just onboarded this past Monday a 3rd employee for us, and I feel like we're kind of turning a corner. It was a real big struggle, especially for me and my leadership, because anytime you go through that, you want to look at yourself and say, okay, do I need to be doing something different? Am I not leading in the right way? Like, how do I need to do things differently? But God has been really faithful. We're in Beaver Dam and Fond du Lac High School, Waupun High School. We have our youth center there, and that's going really well. Our staff person there, just a spitfire. I love her to death, and she's just like, we're breaking generational curses with kids who have histories of drugs and alcohol and abuse and all sorts of stuff like that. And she's like, we're in the midst doing that. We're going into the jails in Stevens Point and West Bend and in Fond du Lac and ministering there. And I still am going into Laconia High School. I think right before I came in September, I don't know if I told you guys this or not, but like I do a Bible club on Thursday mornings at Laconia High School. And usually I just would lead a lesson from some curriculum that I got from Youth for Christ. And this year I asked the kids, I said, what do you want to do? And they're like, we want to just dive into a book of the Bible. And I said, okay, what do you want to dig into? And they're like, well, you're the leader. You tell us kind of what you want to dig into. And I said, man, I love the book of James. I love digging into the book of James. Let's do that. And so we started that like the third week of September. Now, James only has 5 chapters. That's it. We just got done with James 4, verse 10. And so we have been digging in depth into that book, and it's been really cool. One of the other things, and it kind of fits into our passage here a little bit too, but you never know. I've been doing this for 21 years with Youth for Christ, and you never know what God is doing or what he is going to do or how he's going to work. You just know that he is. And about a month ago, I was just sitting at home and was just scrolling through Facebook, which I do way too often. I have to try to cut that out of my life, in all honesty, or just minimize it a lot more. But I was scrolling through, and I saw one of my former kids who's now 30 years old, and this gal's rough. Raised by grandma, had dated, like, gang members, got into some adult industry stuff, had a baby at 19 years old, just never really made good choices. I mean, was always involved in our ministry, heard the gospel, like came to camp with me and like got in a fight during chapel. Like, this is a rough girl. And she put a post on Facebook and she says, I'm in this college class at Marine Park. I have no idea what I'm doing. Would someone please help me? And I will be completely honest, my flesh was like, you're just gonna make the same mistakes. Like, why? Like, I've helped you for so much. But there was something inside of me that was like, you need to respond. And so I sent her a private message and I said, I don't know if I can help you, but I'm willing to meet with you and offer any help that I can. What I didn't know is that right before she posted that Facebook post, she looked at her fiance, boyfriend, husband, whoever it is, I don't know where it is, but she looked at him and she says, I just want Scott to see this and help me. Just a random post on Facebook. And she goes, I just want Scott to see this and help me. And the Holy Spirit had moved in me not only to see it, but to respond. Because in my humanness, I didn't want to respond. In my humanness, I was just like, you're just going to go this way. And I responded within 5 minutes of when she put that post on. And she ran into the bedroom. And she looked at her husband and she's like, you wouldn't believe who just responded to me. I found that out on Tuesday. I had no idea. And on Tuesday, she told me that story. Her daughter now is in fifth grade, going into sixth grade. And the event that this girl is going to help us pull off is an event to promote our program, our campus life program in Fond du Lac. And she's excited about it. She's thrilled about it. She does not have a relationship with Jesus. She doesn't. But she's like, people need a safe place. Campus life meant the world to me. And I'm hoping that my daughter can be involved in your program. And I said, actually, the middle school that you want your daughter in is where we have the most open doors. And so I ask you to pray for this gal, for her daughter. I don't know what God's doing here, but I know he's got to be working, because what are the chances? What are the chances that that would happen? And I would see that.